WDWE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In the hush money trial of Donald Trump, Stormy Daniels has wrapped up testimony. Defense attorneys accuse Daniels of lying about an alleged sexual encounter with Trump. Trump is accused of falsifying business records to reimburse fixer Michael Cohen for payments made to Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. Election and campaign finance attorney Jerry Goldfeder says details of the sexual encounter won't matter in the end.
Whether or not the details are exactly the same from one year to the next, the truth of the matter is Trump paid her to keep her story quiet, to shut her up. And that's at the heart of the case.
Trump's attorneys also renewing calls for a mistrial. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin welcomed his German counterpart today for bilateral meetings in Washington. And a string of severe storms sweeping across the country blamed for at least two deaths in Tennessee last night after tornadoes tore through. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is touting Microsoft's multi-billion dollar new investment in Southeast Wisconsin, 6 years after Donald Trump broke ground for Foxconn, where 13,000 people were supposed to work.
Are you kidding me? Look what happened. They dug a hole with those golden shovels, and then they fell into it.
Microsoft is building a new AI data center the White House says will create thousands of jobs. Green Bay city leaders are considering rewriting the city's liquor laws for next year's NFL draft. Alders got their first look at the proposal for the changes this week. They include letting bars stay open till 4 in the morning and letting people drink on the streets. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Late Monday morning at approximately 11:15, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified of an altercation at a residence on West Smith Road, rural Viroqua, Westby, in the town of Viroqua. It was reported that during the altercation, a firearm was discharged. Officers immediately responded and determined the victim, a female, age 41, was safe at a different location. As officers were establishing a perimeter, the suspect was seen running in a cornfield. The suspect, identified as Nikhil Jermaine Bettis, age 44, was taken into custody at approximately 11:30. The investigation continued. Evidence of a firearm discharge was discovered and a handgun was later located. Nikhil Bettis was booked into the Vernon County Detention Center for first-degree recklessly endangering safety, battery, disorderly conduct, and domestic abuse. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Brewers still in first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers still in a tie for first place with the Chicago Cubs in the NL Central. Milwaukee losing to the Royals in Kansas City 6-4. The Cubs losing 2 of 3 games after hosting the Padres. The Brewers opening a 4-game series tonight against the Cardinals. NBA, the Bucks, Thanasis Antetokounmpo, the older brother of Giannis, has suffered a torn Achilles that will require surgery. That according to The Athletic. Doc Rivers went 19-23 this season, including the playoffs, as the head coach of the Bucks, and talked about what's next in the offseason and if he's back next year.
You know, I have the job, and, you know, this summer is very important. You know, building everything around the players the right way, building the team the right way, doing everything, being all together. It'll be nice for me having an understanding of our guys, how to use them, how to play them. So, yeah, there's some advantages to this for sure.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Spotty showers dampen our day and breezy winds keep us cooler. As they're cranking out of the northeast with gusts up to 20 miles per hour, highs will scrape the low 60s. Stuck under mostly cloudy skies, it'll keep our overnight lows mild, hitting 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 54.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian, actor, and Wisconsin native Eric Price, and the group Onstage for Cancer stops by to perform live in the studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. It is Thursday, May 9th, 2024, 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome in to hour two of the big program, high atop State Street today, a block off the Capitol Square at the old world headquarters, where rain is still lightly falling here. We'll see. We're supposed to have a night market, they're called. They're very cool in downtown Madison a handful of times a year. The first one is tonight, and we have a booth with our friends John and Gordy from the morning show. I believe Luke Mathers may be there, debuting his fancy new beard haircut. It looks fantastic, by the way. And we got a text over the break there. The people saw Mr. Zommer's hair there. They said, wow, he has great hair. He does. He does have fantastic hair, and also an all-around nice guy as well. And a big thanks to Mr. Zommers. Our camera went out here. The gremlins got into the system, and the camera went out. And Mr. Zommers coming over, doing yeoman's work, fixing the camera, and we're back live now on the air.
I have no idea why it stopped working, but it's working now.
Whatever you did the old Mr. Miyagi, just... You know, clap the hands and put the warm hands on it, and boom, it worked. It was fantastic.
I unplugged it and replugged it.
Don't give people the secret. You're just supposed to say I'm magical. We appreciate that. Back with you, hour number two. Lots to get to this hour. Your opinions as well. I got a story here on Democrats committing a lot of money. $7 million in TV ads in five state Senate races in Wisconsin. I love it. The fact that for years and years, Republicans said to Democrats, because Republicans used to outspend Democrats usually, and Republicans said to Democrats, look, if you don't like it, do better. So guess what? Democrats did. And now they're generally outraising Republicans a lot of time, and Republicans like to whine about that now. So we'll try to get to that a little bit later on this weekend. Pausing and reflecting back on Joe Biden yesterday in Wisconsin, down in Racine, calling out the Foxconn con. Talk about that a little bit. And also Snoop Dogg back in the news. And this time he's involved with college football. This is a fantastic story. I may start caring about bowl games again. Now, some I do, like the Rose Bowl, the granddaddy of them all. You can't beat that. But some of these bowl games have gotten ridiculous. But now, this will be fantastic. Well, we will get to that story this hour. I'm looking at you've seen it, Mr. Zommers. Isn't it fantastic?
I'm a fan of Snoop Dogg. And yeah, for a lot of reasons, we'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it later. But right now, I want to start out with today happens to be, or all this week, National Nurses Week 2024. And would love to hear from each of you via phone or text. You can download the Civic Media app and text us or give us a call. Toll free, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Your thoughts on National Nurses Week. Now, maybe you're a nurse. Maybe your spouse or significant other is a nurse. Maybe you have a kid that's a nurse, a parent that's a nurse. Maybe a nurse has made a huge difference to your life. We want to celebrate nurses and call them out and thank them for all the great work that they do each and every day.
Yeah, shout out to my older sister, Alyssa. She's an LPN. I honestly don't remember what that stands for, so I'm a bad brother. But anyway, she does a lot of good work as a nurse and is the kind of person who you can tell is really in it to help people. Yeah. So good job, Alyssa. We appreciate you.
There you go. Shout out to Mr. Sommer's sister. Very nicely done. Let's look back. I dialed up nursingworld.org. Had a nice history here. I want to share some of this with you. Again, if you have a favorite nurse you'd like to give a shout out to, a nursing story, a nurse made a difference in your life, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. So back in 1953, Dorothy Sutherland of the U.S. Department of Health, Education, and Welfare sent a proposal to President Eisenhower to proclaim a, quote, Nurse Day in October of the following year. The proclamation, however, was never made. That was in 53. In 1954, National Nurse Week was observed. The year of the observance marked the 100th anniversary of Florence Nightingale's mission to Crimea, a name that a lot of people remember, Florence Nightingale. Then in 1972, again, a resolution was presented in the House of Representatives for the president to proclaim National Registered Nurse Day. But again, in 72, it did not occur. In 1974, in January of that year, the International Council of Nurses proclaimed that May 12th would be International Nurses Day. May 12th is the birthday of Florence Nightingale. Since 1965, the ICN has celebrated International Nurse Day. Then going on 1974, in February of 74, a week that was designated by the White House as National Nurse Week, and President Nixon issued a proclamation. So not until Richard Milhouse Nixon did we actually have a proclamation celebrating nurses. Get back to some of this timeline in just a minute, celebrating National Nurses Week. But first of all, let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mary, listening in the great town of Mount Horeb. Of course, Mary, our thoughts and prayers have been with that great community as you've gone through a lot here over the last couple of weeks. Thanks for calling in on nurses. What say you?
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to do a shout out. Actually, I have three generations of nurses. My second oldest daughter is a labor and delivery, and she actually, I would hope she'd be listening, but I just creeped her, and she's actually working right now, delivering babies. But my mom, her grandma was a critical care nurse, and my grandma, her great grandma, was a nurse as well. So I guess I kind of fell off the wagon. I didn't quite make that train. But, and I have just a quick story. My my grandma worked in Chicago way back in the day when the mob was active. And my mom shared the story that back then it was during the Depression. And she was downtown Chicago. And so part of her activities was like fixing up the banged up mobsters. Mm-hmm. And there was, no money then. And they would pay her in cash, like $100 bills or whatever, which, she took because they needed the money. Mm-hmm. But she always felt guilty about that. And I'm like, well, I mean, don't obviously, but yeah. I thought that was kind of a cool story. But,
that's awesome.
Yeah, shout out to my daughter, Keelan.
Hey,
she's working hard today.
Really appreciate the shout out. Really appreciate the story. Thank you for sharing that with us, Mary in Mount Horeb. Happy Nurses Week to your family. And now Mary is kind of like with nursing, like I was with education. You know, my grandmother was an educator, a teacher. My mom, my dad, my sister, my brother-in-law. I kind of broke that chain as a non-educator, so to speak. So I know how that goes. But thanks so much, Mary, for calling in Mount Horeb and sharing those stories. And all of you, if you have a nursing story, somebody in your family, somebody in your life that you'd like to recognize as a nurse, give them a shout out. Give us a call all across Wisconsin, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. 4842. Make it easy for you. 855-75-CIVIC. C-I-V-I-C. You can also text us on the Civic Media app.
Friendly listener here in Madison on WMDX texted in that LPN is licensed practical nurse.
Thank you.
I really should have Googled that before trying to say it on the radio. And also Tony on YouTube says, referring to my older sister who's a nurse, way to go, Alyssa. Now, where did Aaron go wrong?
He didn't go wrong. He just chose a different path. Nothing wrong with that. Also off the text line, listening on WAUK the Shaw in Waukesha, Jeff from Shorewood, always appreciate his comment, saying, regarding nurses, I had major heart surgery in May of 2019. I want to thank the nurses at the, Frederick Hospital in the ICU and step down unit where I spent 3 weeks post surgery. So there you are. Very good. Appreciate that, Jeff in Shorewood, shouting out the nurses and the staff at Frederick Hospital and ICU. That's a great story, right? I mean, I think I don't want to say we all have a story because, you know, if you have a story, it means that you had something in your health that didn't go right. But I think probably throughout most people's lives, at least who have lived a certain amount of time, we've all had to seek medical care, whether we wanted to or not. And we probably all have a story about nurses that made huge impacts and differences in our lives. And of course, today, in some places, we have a situation where because of Act 10 and the Walker administration and that passing, it has disenfranchised nurses from being able to collectively bargain, like at UW Health here in Madison or other places. When we went through the pandemic, we saw this, where nurses, all medical staff, of course, everybody, but nurses in particular, working double, triple shifts, living at hospitals, having to be separated from their families in order to care for the general public. I don't know any profession. There might be some equal to, but I don't know any profession that is more focused on the caring of human beings and more selfless than nursing. And it's just made a huge difference. If you have a nursing story you'd like to share, a shout out to somebody in your family, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Joanne, listening to WRCE in Richland Center, says, my son Martin is an ER nurse in Osage Beach, Missouri. Two of my daughter twins aren't nurses, but one is a CNA at Gunderson in La Crosse, and the other is a medic in the Army National Guard. Thank you, Joanne, for listening and calling that in. Our friend up there, WRC News Director, Joanne Krulatz up there. So right there, I mean, her family are nurses there. And again, I think it's important, you know, CNAs, not technically nurses, but certainly very close to it, and work with nurses as, you know, supporting, doing a lot of the same work sometimes. And of course, we have medics in the military, like she said. So all these folks in healthcare, I just think that sometimes we take too much for granted and we don't shout them out, don't recognize them enough. Also quickly, Chris, listening on WMDX here in Madison, says a shout out to my mother, who is unfortunately no longer with us. We send our condolences, Chris. She was a surgical nurse at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. World-renowned, of course, right? She was simultaneously on the liver, kidney, and pancreas transplant teams. She was one of the most brilliant human beings I've ever known, unquote. Thank you, Chris, for sharing that memory. Very personal. We appreciate that. One more here says also a shout-out. This is on WMDX in Madison. A shout-out to the traveling nurses that work for hospice. They are truly angels. Amen to that. Come back. More honoring nurses on Nurses Week here. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show, and you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like climbing a mountain, but that mountain is also covered in banana peels. Then, when something new gets added to your list, you're like, nope, I'm already climbing this huge, super slippery banana peel mountain of a to-do list.
At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to manage your policy on our mobile app. So climbing that banana peel mountain feels more like a leisurely stroll. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Now at Menards, saving money on everything for your next project. For 65 years, Menards has been the destination for post-frame buildings. Whether it's used for protecting equipment or you just need a place to keep your toys, Menards has a post-frame building option for you. Get a free estimate fast, in-store or online at Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
News from the center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Thursday, May 9th. We are celebrating nurses, this National Nurses Week 2024, with your phone calls, your texts, and Mr. Zommer's as well. Give us a call. Do you have a favorite nurse that you'd like to shout out in your family, in your sphere, your friends, your neighbor, an acquaintance? A nurse that's helped you out. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Could also text us on the Civic Media line. National Nurses Week. Let's see here. From listening on WGBW, the talk in Green Bay, in Nina, Cam says, doctors are so smart, but as a slight tease, years ago, I worked in a position for some level of medical IT, and doctors forgetting passwords, two things that was the worst phone call to get because of how certain they are on things. Still, I admire them, super brainiacs of the workforce world. Well, they're human like everybody else, right? So, but yeah, I mean, all folks, I just have a great admiration for everyone in medicine, but in particular, nurses and good doctors. And on a personal note, I think I said this a little bit yesterday. My aunt on my dad's side, my Aunt Peggy, who is now retired and living happily down in North Carolina. Shout out to her. I know she tunes in occasionally. But she's somebody I've always admired because, you know, she grew up on a farm, my grandparents' farm in southwest Wisconsin. And thanks to another aunt, my Aunt Grace, who kind of helped her get into school here and helped house her a little bit in Madison. And my Aunt Peggy went to Madison Area Technical College, now known as Madison College, and just excelled and did great. And then ended up at St. Mary's and worked her way up and was in the OBGYN ward. And then ended up being the head of nurses for the OBGYN ward for a few years. And then did something remarkable to me. You know, she could have gone on to continue to have this administrative end career as the head of nurses. And she went to one of her bosses, the administrators at St. Mary's, and said, you know what? I don't like making schedules out. I just want to go help people. And so she actually voluntarily gave up being head of nurses to go back on the floor and help new moms and to help babies. And that's how she finished out her wonderful career. And I often think how many moms, how many babies that my Aunt Peggy helped deliver, helped care for, made a difference in people's lives. And to the texter's credit there, you know, I remember her telling me, look, doctors are wonderful, but sometimes it's the nurses that really kind of know the practical parts of what's really going on and can help the patient a little bit more. So a shout out to my Aunt Peggy for all of her wonderful dedication to her patients and to the greater public and her long service of nursing. I also had a great aunt, Lula, who was kind of, I think, my aunt's inspiration, who was a nurse at the Richland Hospital back in the day. Law many years ago and a long career in nursing there back in Richland Center. And on a very personal note, you know, I was born in 1969 in a small hospital in rural, you know, Wisconsin, Richland Center, fine hospital, had a great doctor, Dr. Richard Edwards, now the late Richard Edwards, and had great nurses as well. And in fact, it was my great aunt Lula, the retired nurse at the time, who accompanied me as a newborn child, because I was born with a cleft palate and a cleft lip. And my great doctor, Dr. Edwards, told my mom, look, we need to get him to a plastic surgeon in Madison, then the Methodist Hospital. And my mom's like, well, okay, that's what we'll do. And my Aunt Lula held me in her arms and a brand new newborn in a car. And my dad drove down to Madison. And that, having a doctor that said, we need to get this kid to a place that is specializing in that. Having a nurse like my great aunt, having other nurses at the Methodist Hospital and in subsequent years, made the difference in me being able to deal with and overcome my speech impediment and end up on radio. I mean, who would have thought that, right? So that's how nursing and medical folks impacted my life. I mean, they literally helped give me my career today. So I cannot thank all the folks who are nurses, all the folks who are doctors, the medical profession. And I thank my doctor, Richard Edwards, years later. And I told him, if not for you, I wouldn't be able to do what I do. And I hope he appreciated that. But I think my story is not unique. That can be replicated, as we saw with our listeners here, whether it's a nurse that helped you through a heart attack or an ICU, or also these traveling nurses that help out hospice, right? I mean, what greater gift can you give to someone than to give them the dignity and the comfort to face the final days of life? I know this sounds maybe trite to some people, but I, for some reason, it's always stuck with me. And for those of you who are Star Trek fans, you'll understand this. But there's a great line in Star Trek II: Wrath of Khan, the original series. In my opinion, the greatest Star Trek movie of all time. And that at the time, Admiral Kirk says to another character, says, about life and death. He says, quote, how we face death is at least as important as how we face life, unquote. And I think that's so true, right? Facing death can oftentimes be a hell of a lot more difficult than facing life. And the fact that we have healthcare professionals like nurses who step in that critical and difficult moment and help us face death with dignity is an enormous gift and should never be underlooked or undervalued or overlooked and undervalued. So a shout out to all those special nurses that work in hospice care and end of life as well. It's not just birthing us, not just taking care of us, but it's how we end our lives as well. So a huge shout out to all those people. By the way, we were going through this political history that started way back with Eisenhower trying to get a national proclamation for Nurses Week. We got through the 70s. This will surprise some people. Who is the president who actually signed this into law? 1982, President Ronald Reagan signed a proclamation on March 25th proclaiming National Recognition Day for Nurses to be May 6th, 1982. So how about that? Some people, what did Republicans ever do? Well, look at that. Republican Ronald Wilson Reagan finally signed it into as a proclamation promoting or naming May 6th, the week of May 6th, back in 1982, National Nurses Week, the very first one. So see, I mean, sometimes you work together to get things done. And I believe our ongoing contributor, Mr. Jeff Perry, also had a comment on this. Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor, says, quote, I understand that Trump is celebrating the day by watching the movie Naughty Nurses. I'm not sure whether that's true or not, Mr. Perry. We'll have to look into it.
I kind of wish I waited to show you that until we were actually on the radio so everyone could hear your initial laugh.
All right. Exactly. Very quickly off of the text line on AUK, Jeff from Shorewood says, Todd, make no mistake, the nurses were the only ones who got me through. They were there 24/7 when I needed anything like more pain meds and hit the button when I was, it was RN who came to my assistance. The doctor generally popped in once a day. Well, yeah, I mean, the nurses are usually the ones that are there caring for their patients, around the clock in those hospital situations, that sort of thing. So appreciate all those nurses as we celebrate National Nurses Week 2024. We'll come back with more of your phone calls, take a look at what else is going on. Don't go anywhere. The last half hour of the Tom Allball Show continues on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The chancellor at UW-Milwaukee is giving protesters another chance to take down their encampment. Protesters have been camped out on the Milwaukee campus since last Monday. Chancellor Mark Mohn is warning protesters that if the encampment doesn't end soon, UWM will have to take action. Mohn adds that some of the protesters' demands are impossible for UWM to legally meet. Former Wisconsin Congressman and U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says President Biden needs to start running toward the middle.
I don't know for the life of me why he's chasing these left-wing voters. He's going to get them. Trump's going to deliver those voters for him. He's chasing the wrong voters. And so if he doesn't pivot soon, my guess is Trump wins it.
Ryan handicapping the presidential race at the Milken Global Institute conference this week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Master Gardeners of Grant County will be holding its annual plant sale on the grounds of the Schreiner Memorial Library in Lancaster on Saturday from 9 to 11. There will be a selection of healthy perennials, shrubs, grasses, fruits, and some vegetable bedding plants. During the sale, Master Gardener volunteers will be available to answer any gardening questions. There will also be a children's area for them to pot up flowers. All proceeds from the sale are used for scholarships given to horticulture students at UW-Platteville and Master Gardener educational and volunteer projects throughout the county. Paul Ryan doesn't want Donald Trump back in the White House. The Janesville native, who served as speaker during part of Trump's first term, is telling Yahoo Finance this week that he doesn't plan on voting for his party's presumed nominee and instead plans to ride in another Republican candidate. Ryan says character is too important to him and that the presidency requires the kind of character Trump doesn't have. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The Bruce Springsteen movie project Deliver Me From Nowhere is picking up steam. Jeremy Allen White will play the boss, and Jeremy Strong is in talks to play the man behind the boss, manager John Landau. The film is centered around the making of Springsteen's 1982 critically acclaimed album Nebraska. The film is being adapted from the book Deliver Me From Nowhere, The Making of Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska by Warren Zanes. Jeremy Strong is best known for playing Sebastian Roy in the HBO hit Succession. Shaquille O'Neal raised some eyebrows when he posted a message on Instagram saying, "I understand. I wouldn't have been in love with me either. Wishing you all the best. All love, Shaq." Social media speculators were out in force, saying it was probably in response to his ex-wife, Shawnee Henderson's new memoir. Shaq and Shawnee have four children together. "I promise you, I tried really hard to make a free throw joke here, but it just didn't fit. Hang in there, Shaq." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Spotty showers dampen our day and breezy winds keep us cooler. As they're cranking out of the northeast with gusts up to 20 miles per hour, highs will scrape the low 60s. Stuck under mostly cloudy skies, it'll keep our overnight lows mild, hitting 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 54.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Crude and Dom.
President Biden says he'll stop weapon shipments to Israel if they invade Rafah. And Trump's back in court with Stormy Daniels. Devil's Advocates, we've got all the coverage you need.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tallyball Show on Civic Media's Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on here in Madison. What is a drizzly, overcast, slightly rainy Thursday afternoon. Mr. Aaron Zommer is doing yeoman's work on the board as our producer and engineer, always answering your phone calls with a smile and a friendly voice. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also always text us on the Civic Media app. Finish up these thoughts here, marking National Nurses Week. Cam up in Neenah, listening on WGBW. Yes, I can say it right. The talk of Green Bay, keeping me honest, says I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that Nixon was the president who made the proclamation for Nurses Week. Reagan made the national recognition of Nurses Day. And he's 100% right. Maybe I thought I had sussed that out, but was kind of in between takes there. So just to be clear, Cam is absolutely right. It was February of 74, that Richard Nixon did the proclamation for Nurses Week, National Nurses Week. It was Reagan in 82 that made the proclamation of National Recognition Day for nurses. So there, thank you very much, Cam. Appreciate that. Also, Mom, back listening back in the old RC in Richland Center, reminding me of a couple of nurses that made a big difference in my life back in Richland, the surgical nurses, Arbutus Schumacher, and also Rosalie Wheat, my dear friend Rosalie Wheat, who is the mother of my longtime friend Rob, who passed away last year. And we remember her as not only a great person, a great mom, a great nurse. Rosalie was the kind of person in the neighborhood, because she was about 10 years older than my mom, I think. And, you know, when you have cuts and bruises, Rosalie would be the person you'd go to and say, you know, oh, my gosh, you know, what's... And she was calm, cool, and collect, and always said, just relax, it's fine, and then gave you a remedy for it and helped you out. So, I mean, you know, you have these neighborhood nurses as well who are even when they're not on the clock, you understand, nurses are still doing great work. So a shout-out to Rosalie Wheat and all the great people like her in my life and others who continue to do great work. Great work here as far as nurses go. Want to change gears just a little bit and get back into politics for a moment. Story from the Associated Press, reporter Todd Richmond, doing great work at the Associated Press. And this is a very interesting political story to me. Because again, we kind of hinted at this earlier, it turns the tables a bit politically for what has been a long string of Republicans outraising and outspending Democrats. But ever since Ben Wickler became the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, things have begun to change. According to this story in the Associated Press by Todd Richmond, Democrats commit $7 million to TV ads in 5 key state Senate races. That's a lot of money. Wisconsin Democrats plan to spend $7 million on television ads in 5 state Senate races they believe are the key to regaining control of the chamber, the biggest ad buy of its kind Democrats have in the state they've ever made in legislative races. Wisconsin, a perennial swing state, is no stranger to big spending on high-profile races, but the money typically goes to the top of the ticket statewide races, not contests for the legislature, where Republicans have held a strong majority for more than a decade. Step away from the story for a minute. Todd Richmond, the writer of this piece, absolutely right. Oftentimes, doesn't matter which side of the aisle it is, the state party more actively raises money and puts money into top ticket races, such as for governor or for U.S. Senate. Those are kind of the two big, or maybe attorney general, if that happens to be up on the ballot. Usually, because each branch and each party have their own separate fundraising entities. Probably a lot of people don't know that. Well, you know, quote-unquote Republicans are raising a lot of money. Quote-unquote Democrats are raising a lot of money. It's not just one big pool on either side. So you have the state party, both Democratic and Republican, and then you have the subsidiaries of each one. So the Senate Republicans, the Senate Republican caucus has their own fundraising machine. the Democratic Senate caucus has their and assembly and on both sides as well. So there are four different fundraising entities on the legislative side, and then you have the state party as well for each side. Back to the story, AP by Todd Richmond. For example, he writes, the one ad buy is nearly half of the money Democrats spent in the 2022 cycle on all legislative races in both the Senate and Assembly. That year, legislative candidates and outside groups spent a total of just over $41 million on legislative races. $17 million of that coming from Democrats, according to a tally by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. By comparison, Democrats and their allies spent nearly $88 million on the 2022 Wisconsin governor's race, part of the record high $164 million spent on the contest won by Democrat Tony Evers. Quote, this speaks to the excitement we've got and the confidence we have in our candidates, unquote, according to Andrew Whitley, executive director of the State Senate Democratic Committee. The buy will target races in Milwaukee's northern suburbs, the rural areas north of Madison, the Fox Cities, Green Bay, and La Crosse. Republicans currently hold a 22-10 supermajority in the 33-seat Senate. But Democrats hope new district boundaries Governor Tony Evers signed in February will help them chip away at the GOP advantage. 16 Senate seats are up in November, including 8 currently held by Republicans and 4 open seats. 4 Democrats are not up for re-election this cycle. That means Democrats need to win 13 seats in November to gain the majority. In a sign of how the new maps have energized the party, Democrats have put up candidates in every Senate race on the ballot for the first time in more than 20 years. I think this is fantastic. I think it's great that they fielded candidates in all the open seats. I think it's great that, and again, I want to make clear to the, we talked about this earlier in the show, I would like to see less money in politics. I'm in favor of having certain limits on how much can be raised and spent for campaigns, but that ain't going to happen right now due to Citizens United and a Supreme Court that's not going to overturn that. So what the Democrats in Wisconsin are doing is fighting fire with fire. They're not whining about it. They're not complaining about it. They're not grousing about it. They're just getting out there and doing the hard work. And what I particularly love about it, as a former Republican who left the party in 2011, I particularly love that Republicans now are whining, grousing, and being sour about the fact they're getting beat at their own game by Democrats. It makes me smile. And it's about time that Republicans feel some pressure, quite frankly. Whitley said in this, you know, the guy, the head of the state Senate Democratic Campaign Committee here, Whitley said, Democrats picked up districts because President Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers won them in 20 and 22, respectively, suggesting Democratic legislative candidates stand a good chance of success in this year. The ads will be tailored to the issues in each district. Very smart. And will begin to air in Wisconsin the week of August 13th. Senate Republican Majority Leader Devin Lemieux said that voters will see the ads as another attempt by liberals to buy control of government institutions. Which says to me, Devin Lemieux is hot and sour over the fact that he can't raise as much money right now as the Democrats. I mean, it's just rich, isn't it? It's rich to hear these Republicans start whining over their lack of ability to outraise Democrats. And I go back to the fact that Democrats are doing a better job of picking issues to run on that actually affect real people's lives. Things like K-12 education in this state. The fact that Democratic candidates are doing a better job than Republicans by saying, look, our K-12 schools are our communities. We go there for to socialize, football games, basketball games, wrestling. We go there for, in some cases, a school fair like in Ithaca and River Valley, Spring Green area in southwest Wisconsin. There are social centers, our public schools, and the fact that Republicans continue to underfund them and are the cause, in many cases, of these school referendums, voters get that. And they're rewarding it by writing checks out more so for Democrats. The fact that Democrats are saying, look, we want to actually address PFAS and contaminated water and do something about it. And Republicans continue to dicker about it and not do anything about it and not release the money that's already been authorized. Voters get that. And they're writing checks out to it. Republicans have just, and they're being led, to tie it back to earlier in the show, they're being led by Donald Trump. They're trying, Republicans refuse to go against Trumpism. And guess what? People are not writing checks to Trumpism like they used to the old conservative Republican Party, a true conservative party. And this is what gives me hope election-wise, moving into November, because not always, but a lot of times, votes will follow money. If people aren't willing to write checks out for something they believe in, they're probably not going to vote for it. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Tom in Madison. Tom, thanks for listening. What say you?
Yeah, my nurse girlfriend just pointed out to me this morning that there's a new analysis that shows students graduating from U.S. medical school aren't applying for residencies in states that have restrictions on abortion.
Wow.
And that's not just OBGYN, but across all specialties.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the fake culture wars that they've been warring against everybody is actually going to shoot themselves in the foot. And they'll have even less health care than they do now.
Wow. Interesting. Very, very interesting. I appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you very much, Tom, listening on WMDX. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, if you'd like to join us.
And defunding public schools, including universities, has much of a similar effect, where people aren't even going to medical school here because they can't get a good education and they can't, you know, practice the things they need to practice because it's illegal.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Shout out also to Tom's girlfriend who was a nurse. Is that right?
Yes.
Very good. Shout out to Tom's girlfriend who is a nurse as well, and to all the nurses here on Nurses Week. So great story here by the Associated Press by Todd Richmond. And again, very interesting. And I think as we look towards November, a lot of polls right now. Some good for Democrats and Joe Biden, some not so good. But oftentimes in politics, follow the money. And I'm not talking about the billionaire money. I'm talking about the mom and pop folks across Wisconsin who are given $25, who are given $50, who are given $100 to their candidates or the party that they choose they think represents them better. And I think if you look at where those small donor dollars are being given to, it's clear right now in Wisconsin, more of those small dollar donors are going to Democrats and Democratic candidates than Republicans. And I'm suggesting, based on past history, that the votes are going to follow the local donor dollar money. As they say, time will tell. We're going to move on after this. Stay tuned. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Little Snoop Dogg in the news on the other side. I cannot wait for this, by the way. You can't go wrong with a little Snoop Dogg. That it's just the way it is. So give us a we'll be getting into that when we come back. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Back with more on the other side is the All Ball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth.
We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCE website at WRCE.fm, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulatz with WRCE News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE and on the Civic Media app. News from the Center, WRCE.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Pardon me, 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, I got confused there because I was listening to Snoop Dogg. Certain fumes in the studio right now.
Are you sipping on gin and juice?
That is the great Snoop hit, Gin and Juice. You never thought you'd hear that on this show. We'll explain in a minute. But Maggie Dawn, 2 to 4, following our show after the top of the hour news, weather, and a check of sports as well. But right now, joining us, our friend and colleague who comes on before us from 10 until noon every day on the Civic Media Radio Network, the great, the fabulous, the fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. Jane, first of all, do you listen to a lot of Gin and Juice?
I would say that that would be no.
but I
haven't tended to be the biggest Snoop fan in the course of my life.
I'm not saying I'm necessarily a fan. I appreciate his personality, and I don't know. He intrigues me. I think that's the great word for intrigues me. And so we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Fair enough.
But you wanted to call in on our subject here. We were talking about here just a moment ago. There's an article in the AP by Todd Richman that Democrats now are committing $7 million to TV ad buys in 5 state Senate races. We were talking about small donor dollars. What do you have to say?
Well, I just think it's important that people remember, Todd, that the last time around, I think there were a lot of Trump voters that got burned when they donated, because let's not forget that some of those super PACs were automatically signing people up for monthly withdrawals that they did not agree to.
Right.
I think a lot of people got burned that way, trying to get that money back that they never intentionally signed up to donate monthly. I mean, some people lost thousands of dollars before they realized what was going on.
That is a great point, and I appreciate you bringing that up, because we all know that Trump, if nothing else, is a grifter, right? And he knows how to do this, whether it's Trump stakes or whether it's the RNC or the Trump campaign, where they say, hey, give us your credit card number and donate $25, and then in fine print at the bottom of your iPhone or your computer screen, it says, click this if you don't want a monthly withdrawal. And they don't click it.
Yeah.
And they get these withdrawals, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there were, I remember this clearly, there were many, many people who did not intend for that to happen and were very unpleasantly surprised when they started getting these monthly draws.
Wow. I mean, that's just, and it's sad, right? Because people, whether you or I might agree with things that they agree with policy-wise, they're saying, look, this person, you know, represents me for whatever reason. And most of these folks, they don't have millions or hundreds, even, you know, thousands of dollars to give. They're giving their hard-earned money, and then they get bilked.
Yeah, exactly. I think a lot of people got burned, and they're probably very leery of donating in that way. And you can't blame them. You really can't. I think that was a very shady way for them to handle that. That's just my opinion.
Well, I agree with you. Just stick around here for a second, Jane, because I want your opinion on this as well. Now, are you a college football fan at all? Do you watch college football at all?
I do not.
All right. Well, that's fine. But you these bowl games, in my opinion, I mean, I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. But I mean, now you've got like, you know, the .com bowls, you know, I mean, it's just, there's ridiculous sponsorships. So, you know, last year, one of the bowl games, Arizona, it matches the Mountain West Conference and the Mid-American Conference. And last year, Barstool Sports sponsored one. So it was whatever, the Barstool Digital Media Company Bowl or whatever. Well, now, Gin and Juice, named after Snoop's 1994 hit, is the first product from Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre's new premium spirits company, and they're going to have the Snoop Bowl this year in Arizona, and I couldn't love it anymore. What do you, the Snoop Bowl? How about that, Jane?
The Snoop Bowl. Well, I guess, sure, why not? I mean, I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the punch bowl? Where's the toilet bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected. But if you want to do Snoop Bowl, that's go forth and enjoy.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Snooper Bowl. That's good. But if Snoop Dogg is going to be there, you know, people are probably going to be smoking a few bowls. So, I mean, you know, that's, you got that going down there in Arizona as well. So I'm not sure that anybody
is. It could be a really slow-moving game, if that's the case.
Right? I mean, people in the stands be like, dude, did that football just, exactly, like, go all around the stadium before it went through the goalpost? Sweet.
Oh, you know, wow. I mean, look at that throw, man.
Right, I know. Well, now, here we can't release the full details, but as long as we got Jane Matner on the phone, listen to her every morning, 10 till noon, we're working out the details, Jane, and I hear that people from both of our camps are in hot negotiations. It looks like you and I may be making a little tour around the state next month.
I am so excited, Todd. I seriously am. I think it's going to be great to have the chance to get out and meet people and see what's on their minds, and to travel with you. That should be a party in and of itself.
There'll be no smoking of bowls, but it will be a party.
Be a party.
We don't have the exact itinerary yet, but I can assure you that Jane and I will be personally showing up in beautiful Amory, Wisconsin, home of WLUK.
Amory, of course, is my favorite place. I have never been yet. And this will be the... I may just have to retire after we go to Amory.
No, then I'm not taking you there.
I don't know what pinnacle I can possibly aim for after that.
It's a beautiful part of the state. And by a month from now, or a little more, you cannot say you've never been there, because we're going to... Jane Matner and Toddy going to Amory next month, among other places. So stay tuned for further details.
Yeah, it's going to be great, Todd. I am so looking forward to it. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I look forward to meeting folks and saying hi and just sitting down like you and Trigby did the last time and talking to people.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll continue to find out what makes Wisconsin great. So stay tuned. More details forthcoming. The Jane and Todd tour of Wisconsin coming to your community, hopefully, in June. So thanks, Jane. Appreciate you, as always.
Oh, you're most welcome, Todd. And by the way, your Red Yeti is on the way.
Oh.
I fulfill my promises. So.
Jane, you are a saint. God love you. Thank you so very much. Jane buying me a reusable water container, a beautiful Yeti. See, that's what friends are for, as the song says. Appreciate you,
Have
Jane.
Have a great day, my friend.
Yep, you as well. Jane Matner. Matner on air every morning from 10 until noon. That does it for us. Thank you, Mr. Aaron Zomers, for all of you for participating and calling in and listening, of course. Happy National Nurses Week to all of our American heroes out there. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Jane Matner as well. Stay tuned now for our other colleague, Maggie Dawn, with the Maggie Dawn Show coming up right after the top of the hour news. Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brewers, Biden's Wisconsin visit, and what's leading the dive at the Trump NYC trial. You cannot miss it.
Weekdays 2 till 4 p.m.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands.
it only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app. AB.